Hello, listeners, and welcome to A Dash of Salt with AJ. I'm your host, Ahsoka Jackson. We're continuing from last week, where we were discussing an author who writes some pretty horrific content, and then wants to portray that as a favor to the people she's walking all over. We've got a lot to cover, so let's get right into this. You know, it's popular these days to talk about toxic masculinity, and use that to nitpick males. But the same kinds of folks embrace some of the most toxic, harmful manifestations of warped masculinity. Behavior like treating women as a collection of random holes to shove stuff into. I'm sure they'd be fans of their male leads and men in real life, shoving shriveled, feces-covered penises into our nasal passages if only they fit. As it is, they're happy about having us gag on penises. Three cheers for aspirated semen, right? And then this writer I mentioned has the unmitigated gall to submit stories from this larger work into an anthology that's supposed to be about healthy relationships. And the freaking short story she submits, we have one woman getting sodomized, the guy getting sodomized, and the Canadian woman, who's pregnant with the man's child at the time, sticking her tongue into his fecal orifice. Healthy romance. Besides the extremely obvious psychological aspects, you sure as freak cannot truthfully claim that this is physically healthy either. But then, we're very clearly not dealing with truthful, honest people here. The author herself reminds me of the cheated upon wife, who has this conversation early on with our MC, where she actually makes the claim that these kinds of relationships require greater levels of trust and respect early on than normal relationships do. Trust. Respect. Now, within the first several chapters, the man has already sodomized our MC, bitten her till she bled, and fisted her. Oh, and the fisting thing is just extra great, because he did, and then asked if it was okay. It's even written how she was about to object, but he proceeded before she could. Oh, but he asked about it after he was already doing it, and she just loved the pain and begged him to keep going. Yep, just begging to be fisted. So it's all okay. That's such a beautiful example of how these liars and their defenders, who hide behind so-called consent to defend what they're promoting. And that itself is a cop-out in a setup that's about finding people who are vulnerable and damaged enough to accept their role as punching bags and legal rape substitutes, by the way. But it shows what an absolute joke this consent thing even is to those who hide under it. What's more, the guy never mentioned to her that he was married, and our brilliant MC never asked, and just got worried and embarrassed when she encountered Mr. Feces and Fisting and found out, surprise, he already has a servant slash sex slave labeled as a wife. I'm not saying that's what a wife is, to be clear. I'm saying that's what this character actually is. She's not a beloved wife to him. Consent. And then this heifer, the main character, gets mad when dealing with the normal guy due to his, quote, microaggressions about her French, and his making some lewd comments and gestures about the wife slave. And she was complaining about how disrespectful normal guy was being. Mother freaking ha. Now there's some surface level admins of her own hypocrisy here, but in reality, the book still acts like he's so awful for this. Yeah, he makes lewd comments about women, and I'm aware as well of how dialects like Quebecois are sometimes looked down upon and argued about. I've seen Quebecois referred to as gutter French, from what I recall. But all this in a book where a man is romanticized and portrayed as loving women he's busy sodomizing, fisting, cheating on, not informing of other relationships, and having essentially consumed his feces. It reveals again the sheer insanity and dishonesty, hypocrisy, and ugly hatred we're really dealing with. And this author actually emphasizes the fact that there's going to be a child brought into this sick dynamic. Now, if the mother is pregnant by the male lead, that means the child is going to be at least part Asian themselves, plus they will either be male or female. And whichever way this falls, and whether they identify with their Caucasian or Asian side, or both, they're going to be thrust into this absolute cluster F of pathology. This interracial abuse and degradation. If it's a male, he learns that this is how you view and treat females, as beings to be reduced to lapping up your goddarn feces. As a female, you instead learn that you as a human being are not worthy of more respect, value, and dignity than dealing with people who subject you to that and other forms and manifestations of humiliation, hatred, and harm, and you're also learning to treat other females this way. And by the way, this author also brags about how the story features, quote, kick-ass bisexual heroines. The sheer parasitic audacity of this woman. She degrades us in the most grotesque, hateful ways and wants to get credit for it. And wants us to support her professionally for it. And lying sycophants like Lady X are only too glad to do so, and they get free passes to do so, amazingly enough. I'm not gonna label myself as being a kick-ass person, but I definitely have some people whose behinds I try to kick. Folks like her who are still working to bring hell into the lives of others in my communities and outside of them. Traitors, false allies trying to deceive and exploit people. I'm working to stand up against liars like this. But kick-ass part aside, I can certainly say that as a queer woman who fulfills other aspects of her little catchphrase, there are just not enough ways to express my feelings on how she and her ilk like Lady X absolutely use females like myself as toilets. But her acting like she's doing a mitzvah for us is just like that convo with the wife slave where she was claiming how such relationships are actually extra respectful and trusting. She's saying this about grotesquely abusive relationships founded on violating concepts like trust, fidelity, kindness, and decency. The blatant dishonesty and defiance of common sense in all of this is akin to watching someone talk about how much they love and respect the black community, while in the background of the shot you see a flaming cross being burned on the lawn of a black family, courtesy of the person being interviewed. Pay no attention to the burning cross in the background. I totally love and respect those, black people. And for any international listeners who don't get the reference, the burning cross is a Ku Klux Klan thing. And far from being hyperbolic, I find it a very apt comparison in dealing with folks who fetishize and gush over how sexy enslavement and bondage and torture are, and who are merrily supporting the racism, dehumanization, white supremacy, and Nazism that are woven into all of this. The totality of this insanity that I've described to you demonstrates warped concepts of both femininity and masculinity, from both active and passive standpoints for each. Now, with that healthy romance anthology I mentioned, the borderline coprophagic and coprophilic story was just one of several grotesque examples of messed up authors and stories that were featured. But I contacted someone involved in administration of the account, and she at least seems interested in doing the right thing, so I'll have an additional note about that on the episode webpage. Now, you may be thinking that I'm speaking rather harshly in a situation where I hope to persuade people. Just what I've said about the feces and fisting author is more than a little stern, and I have plenty to say about her peers in this. But exactly how much am I supposed to accept? Years now of being walked on and bending over backwards to show patience with people who go ever further in how far they push things. I've watched a prime representative, Lady X, become ever more grotesque, sadistic, twisted, callous, and blatantly dishonest. And others around her go out of their way to protect her. They not only fail to restrain their favorite little racist pet themselves, they try to prevent others from checking her as well. Maybe they think paying folks medical bills is preferable to demonstrating the integrity and backbone it would take to restrain the pet parasite. Since you adore her so much, you could at least tell her to stop stabbing my communities in the back and shooting herself in the foot. Since you care so much about the darling's feelings, her feelings aren't going to feel too good if karma gets a hold of her, especially since the outraged mob and council culture don't give a fudge about restraint and probably aren't going to give Miss Cuckoo for Coconuts the leeway that I do if she ever ends up in their sights. Heck, they go after people without just cause. Finding out a lying little racism, misogyny, and rape-promoting creep of her caliber is getting to influence children actually is a cause for concern. But more on that later. For now, it's time to draw this episode to a close. Next installation of this series will be delving into the topic of Lady X, the behavior she displays, and how that ties into increasingly popular behavioral trends and patterns I see in current culture as a whole. But we're actually taking a break from that topic for a while. The next several episodes I have in mind for the podcast as a whole will cover other material, including some great writing and authors for a change. I think it's essential to cover the kind of antics and people I've been covering, folks who unrepentantly behave like they're on the psychopath, sociopath, malignant, narcissist spectrum, and to hopefully protect people from the damage these exploiters do. However, I'm definitely looking forward to covering more enjoyable material as well, and not just stuff that reminds me of the ongoing effects of dealing with these folks. With the toll it's taken both physically and mentally, it's not like I even can forget anytime soon. But in the days ahead, I'll be covering some more pleasant writing-related topics, as well as beginning coverage on a truly magnificent series that I'm super excited about. In the meantime, I hope you enjoyed the episode. And if you've been enjoying the show, please don't forget to leave a like, share, or review on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, YouTube, social media, or whichever app you use to listen. Be blessed, and stay salty.